好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
让神把我们带到夏令会的第一堂道咯。
God gets us to the first sermon of the summer camp.
今天是7月26号。
Today is July 26.
讲到的题目是道成肉身前的预备。
The sermon title is Preparation Before the Incarnation.
今天上帝给我们一个这样的机会。
Today, God gives us the opportunity.
我们盼望这堂道能够成我们生命的灵粮啊。
And we hope the sermon just become the bread of our life.
讲到以前有个祷告，把时间交给神。
Let's start with the short prayer.
天父，谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你的恩惠与平安。
Thank you for your grace and peace.
谢谢你的恩典与怜悯。
And thank you for your grace and mercy.
你在我们还做罪人的时候，就为我们舍命在十字架上。
You died for us on the cross while we're still sinners.
我们在今年的夏令会要看看人子进的这个题目，它是怎么样来到世界上的。
So for this year's summer camp, we just want to see about the Son of Man is near.
他在道成肉身之前，上帝做了什么预备
？And before the incarnation, what kind of preparation you did?
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，道成肉身前的预备。
Preparation before the incarnation.
我刚才说了，今年夏令会的主题是人子进了嘛。
I just said the theme of our summer camp this year is the Son of Man is near.
这又从何谈起呢
？Where do we start？
从哪里开始去讲人子进的这个题目呢
？So where do we start from？ Just talk about the Son of Man is near.
所以这个题目本身就把我们带到了到底这个神子、这个人子、基督耶稣是怎么来到世上的吧
？So was this the theme just bring us to think？So how the Son of Man, the Son of God, come to this world?
上帝做了什么样的预备呢
？What kind of preparation God did?
这是今天讲到的题目的由来啦。
So this is the origin of the topic of today's sermon.
好，先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
先知的感动。
Moved by the prophet.
这是上帝做事的方式啊。
This is the way God works.
在事情成就以前，先派他的先知去宣讲他的信息，放在圣经里边。
So before the things that just come true, and God has sent His prophet and to prophesy.
今天我们讲到的这个先知呢，是个大先知，被称为是大先知以赛亚。
So the prophet Isaiah was called a great prophet.
常常我们受的教育就是说啊，为什么大先知呢？因为他篇幅比较长，所以称为大先知。
So usually we just say why it's called he's called the great prophet because he wrote the longest book of in this book.
别的先知可能我不多说。
Other prophets, maybe I don't talk much.
但是以赛亚这个先知很特别。
However, prophet Isaiah is so special.
For sure, 他确定的是他不是因为单单篇幅大被称为大先知。
So it's not only because he just wrote the longest book of Isaiah.
那是与他先知书里边以赛亚书里边的内容有关呢。
But also just because of the richness of the contents he wrote.
你可能无法想象以赛亚书丰富的程度到达什么样的地步。
You just cannot imagine how rich it is in the contents.
有人甚至说，假如其他的经卷都丢了，还剩一本以赛亚书。
Some people say that even all the books that just disappear and just look gone, and but that has the book of Isaiah left.
人们甚至单单从以赛亚书可以把圣经中所有的神学思想都复原都恢复过来。
And some people just even say that the entire, with the book of Isaiah, it's just the whole Bible just can be restored.
所以耶稣基督道成肉身之前呢，上帝就差派了以赛亚去预备他的到来。
Therefore, before Jesus Christ's incarnation, God sent Isaiah to come.
那以赛亚在什么样的情况中去预言耶稣基督将要来到呢
？In what kind of situation and Isaiah just gave it this to prophesy.
首先是黑暗中的盼望。
First, hope in the darkness.
如果我们对以赛亚略略有一些了解的话呢
？If we know a little more about prophet Isaiah.
我们知道以赛亚可能是这么多先知当中寿命最长的一个先知。
Isaiah may be the prophet with the longest lifespan.
他不但是寿命长，而且地位最高。
Not only this, and he has the highest status.
他影响力有可能是最大的一个先知哦。
Also, he may be the most influential prophet.
你知道吗？他甚至是皇亲国戚啊。
He's even a relative of the emperor.
在南国的国王当中，很多都是他的亲戚啊，有伯父啦，有哥哥啦，有很多不同的这样的亲戚在里面。
So in the South Kingdom, it is many of them that are just his relatives.
你跟皇家 的关系那么近，那了解的资讯比较容易在圈内啊。
So if you have such a close relationship with the emperor, so you just have more information about it.
对王宫里边的黑暗也很了解。
Also, you have just more understanding about the darkness.
对待邻国的一些资讯也很丰富，很清楚。
Also, with those neighbors' kingdom, and you have more the information about that.
那当然，对整个时代的黑暗也有很多的体会吧，对不对
？Also about this darkness of the current stage, and that he just understand.
以赛亚说的时候呢，北国已经灭亡了。
So during the time of the Isaiah, the North Kingdom has perished.
那其实南国也危在旦夕了。
The South Kingdom is at stake.
试问前路茫茫，出路何在呢
？Then may I ask, if there is a long way to, there where's the way to go, and what is the way out?
我们知道以赛亚他是在他的伯父乌西亚王驾崩的时候，在以赛亚书第六章，他开始蒙上帝的呼召。
So when Isaiah's uncle King Uzziah died, and in the book of Isaiah chapter 6, and talking about Isaiah was called by God.
你知道这个呼召对以赛亚是意味着什么吗
？Do you know what this calling mean?
他原本是有一个机会，皇亲国戚嘛，当大官、当首相、当总理、当宰相，很多机会哦。
Originally, actually, Isaiah, he has opportunity just to be such so-called like a prime minister or there's a higher position in this kingdom.
能当的职务这么高，那可是职场宣教当中最便利的条件嘛，对吧
？So with his relation in this, the emperor actually, that is a way that maybe he can just get to the very high status.
这是很多职场人士心中的梦，会不会啊
？That may be the people in the workplace is their dream, right?
我要为神去赚钱呐。
I want to make money for God.
我要为神去抓权呐。
I want to just hold on to this authority for God.
我要为神去争得这世上的名誉和地位啊。
I'll just fight for those reputation and fame and for God.
然后就更好的为神做美好的见证。
And then I can witness for God.
这种说法，这种说道应该不陌生吧？今天的坊间很多人这么流传的。
So we're not just unfamiliar with this kind of saying in today's society, right?
也有很多人打着这个旗号四处去做。职场事工，可能不知不觉就把自己卷入在这个所谓的服事会里面了。
Some people just use this kind of saying and just bring to just their workplace.
服事会是日本18、19世纪比较流行的一个文化现象吧。
So the so-called 服事会 that is the like 17th or 18th century in Japan.
有一点点像西方的。文艺复兴差不多就是有一点那种味道吧。
It's just like the Renaissance and in the Western world.
因为以前日本的画呢，通常只是画那些侍女啊，甚至画那些歌妓啊。通常日本画古代日本画武士啊，差不多比较集中画这两大类的画了。
Because in this the past history in Japan and their painting mainly just like they just draw the painting about the ladies or just like the warrior.
所以浮世绘呢，开始画一些普通的山水啊，画富士山呐、画一些民间一般的场景吧。
So the so-called 浮世绘 they just not draw just the picture, the painting. It's about those sceneries.
好，我们回到主题中来讲吧。
Let's come back to the topic.
不知不觉讲到日本的浮世绘去了。
Just talk about just the history in Japan.
但是日本这个文化现象，鼓励大家还是去有空去读一读这一类的资料，读一读这一类的书，很有趣哦。
But I still encourage you just read those the history and the story and the, in Japan.
我为什么这么讲？我讲多一两句吧。
So what do I say this? Let me say a little more.
因为在文化现象上呢，通常是西方在影响亚洲，影响东方，对不对
？Because in the phenomenon of the culture, it seems like the Western culture influenced the Eastern.
但是就唯独日本这个浮世绘这个文化现象，反过来对近代的西方产生巨大的影响。
However, the so-called 浮世绘 is from Japan. Actually, it just has an influence to the Western world.
它刚好处在梵高啊、高更啊这些画家的时代。
Because he's just at a stage of the Van Gogh and Gordon.
高更应该受了日本的这个浮世绘受的影响很大了。
So, the painter named
高跟
and he is that also influenced just by that stage.
Yeah, 所以日本亚洲作为一个文化的现象，对西方的影响，这是显而易见的。
So the cultural situation and the Eastern actually has an influence to the West.
好，回到今天的经文中来看。
Let's come back to today's verse.
Yeah, 换句话讲，这讲什么意思呢
？So what does that mean in other words?
以赛亚没有去借着皇亲国戚的关系去做官。
Isaiah did not just be the official in the kingdom because of the relation he had.
乃是走上一条呀，做先知的这条不归路啊。
And he has just gone on a path of no return as a prophet.
很少有人了解到到底什么是不归路啊。
Very few people understand what is a path of no return.
就是一条单行道，只能往前面走。
That is just one way.
呀，你当了牧师。
So.Once you just become a pastor,
yeah, 你被按立成牧师了。
Once you're ordained as a pastor,
你还跑去发财去做官吗
？And do you just go to the world and to make money?
你还挂一个旗号去做生意吗
？So do you just have that established the company just to do business?
Yeah, 当然，现在今天坊间很多人这么做了。
Of course, nowadays many people do this way.
我并没有要论断任何人的意思。
I'm not saying I want to judge anyone.
我只是说。呀，你当了先知，当了牧师，当了传道人，这是一条人生的不归路啊。
I'm just saying, once you just become a pastor, a minister, a prophet, actually, this is a path of no return.
换句话讲，你成为上帝的仆人和使女之后呢
？In other words, once you become God's servant,
你就再也没有你自己个人的人生的理想了。
You just do not have the dream of your own life.
因为你活着的不再是你，乃是基督在你里边活的。
Because you are no longer just live by yourself, you dwell in Christ.
这其实是也是我们弟兄姐妹每天要面对的现实啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, that's reality we need to face every day.
我怎么知道我是在为神而活呢
？How do I know I'm living for God?
我怎么知道？我能够放下世界，单单跟随主呢
？How do I know I can just give the world and just only follow God？
其实跟你是不是当牧师、传道人没有什么关系啊。
Actually, it has nothing to do whether you are a pastor or minister.
你不管做什么，你的心总要对准耶稣基督。
No matter what you do, your heart you need to focus on God.
而又不是因为你做了什么。
But and it's not because of what you did.
那是看你的心要如何为神而活。
It just takes to look at your heart whether you want to live for God.
如果上帝把你呼召成一个医生
，If God just called you to be a doctor，
用心去爱你的病人呢
？Then love your patient with your heart.
要边治病可以边传福音啊。
So while you're just healing the patient, at the same time you can share the gospel.
如果神把你做成一个那个律师吧
，If God just called you to be a lawyer.
你也可以在你律师的岗位当中去坚持行公义、好怜悯、行与神同行、存谦卑的心与神同行，对不对
？And also at the same time, you can just follow the God in your work and just have the mercy and just follow do the righteous things.
以赛亚他并没有借着皇亲国戚找到一个职场来实现自己的人生理想啊。
Prophet Isaiah did not just use his relation with the emperor.And to fulfill his dream,
他人一直在皇宫里面服侍。
He served in this the palace.
他好像没有找到什么显而易见的显贵的工作。
Seems like he did not find any just so called like the outstanding work.
但是他默默无闻的一服侍就是一生之久，直到最后被马拿西王给判了个腰斩之刑啊。
However, and he just silently just served the Lord at the end, and he was received this punishment and from Manasseh and just cut his body to half.
呀，上帝拣选他，他就看见了异象。
God chose him and he saw the vision.
呀，在以赛亚书九章二节有一节经文很重要。
In Isaiah and in chapter 9, verse 2.
他说，在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光，住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。
He said, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned.
难道以赛亚所看见的黑暗不是世人的黑暗吗
？Therefore, the darkness that Isaiah saw isn't that just the darkness for the world?
难道耶稣基督道成肉身不正是为了我们这些行走在黑暗当中的人 而来的吗？
And with Jesus Christ's incarnation, isn't it coming just for us who are in the darkness?
这是上帝在我们人生黑暗当中为我们预备光明啊。
That is a light God prepared for us when we are in the darkness.
其次呢是软弱中的预备。
Second, preparation in darkness.
这可能是很多人都不愿意相信耶稣基督的原因吧。
Maybe this is the why it is not easy for people to believe in Jesus.
上帝的预备怎么会是预备一个婴孩呢？
How could God's provision be a baby?
应该是预备一个日本武士嘛。
He should be a warrior like from Japan.
或者预备长山赵子龙如何啊？
Or what about it is the so-called the 赵子龙 from the 长山？
Yeah, 长山赵子龙是三国演义的第一勇士啊。
So,赵子龙 and he is in just the fiction, he is the first warrior.
Yeah, 或者在生活在加利利的时候参孙也好那么壮一拉整个楼都倒了对不对
Or like Simpson, just who deserved just from in Galilee.
上帝没有这么预备啊
God did not prepare this way.
他不但预备的是个婴孩
God not only just prepare a baby.
婴孩最美丽啦
And the baby is very weak.
Yeah, 而且还是预备了一个是生活在加利利拿撒勒的人
And this baby just lived in Nazareth, Galilee
拿撒勒的人可没有什么好名声哦
Then, And the people and in the Nazareth, they don't have a good reputation
犹太人常常说拿撒勒能出什么好人啊
The Jews always just tease about and say How can just Nazareth has any good people?
很多外邦人呢很多撒玛利亚人都住那个地方啊
And there's a lot of Gentiles and the Samaritans live there
不但如此
Not only this.
为什么在约旦河外外邦人加利利得着荣耀呢
？So what is a Galilee of the Gentiles is glorified beyond the Jordan River?
我们如果回到当时的时代背景来看呢
？If just come back to just the situation at that time.
以赛亚写这卷书的时候呢，加利利已经被亚述帝国所灭了。
When Isaiah wrote this book, at this time Galilee has been destroyed by the Assyrian Empire.
留意约旦河外。这四个字其实是当时加利利那一带三个省的其中一个省的名字。
Actually, the so-called Beyond Jordan River, that is just one of the locations during that time.
好，讲这么多时代背景，就告诉你，耶稣基督降生前就是这么个时代背景。
So what I'm saying is, I just want to tell you that is the background and with Jesus Christ when he was born.
上帝是预备了一位软弱的先知。
So God just prepared a weak prophet.
发出一个软弱的信息。
He just issued a weak message.
也借着一个软弱的婴孩来告诉我们关于他要降临的信息。
Through a weak baby, he just sent out this message.
如果我们对耶稣降生有一些了解的话呢
？If we have some understanding about Jesus' birth.
约瑟、玛利亚已经很软弱了，对吧
？Joseph and Mary, they both are weak.
去到耶路撒冷，连住的地方都找不到。
And they went to Jerusalem, no place to live.
甚至没有一个人家接待他们去让孩子降生啊。
And there's no family to just to greet them and have them to let them have the baby.
上帝的独生爱子来到人世间，找不到一间医院呐。
And the only son of the God, and he just come to the world, but no place, no hospital.
找不到一张床啊。
Can I even find a bed?
所以最后他就降生在马槽里啊。
So at the end, he was born in a manger.
来到世上以后呢，就生活在一个木匠的家里，对吧
？And also, he just lived in a carpenter's house.
从今天人们的眼光趋势来看，怎么也没有一点好像高大上的味道啊。
Therefore, from today's view, and the people just think, and there's no taste of being gracious.
今天我们把孩子放到哪个地方去，都希望这孩子去了一个贵族学校，非富即贵，孩子以后也多点朋友啊。
So today, we'd like to put our kids in those the good location, and so.They can have a good friend and also just be very to make a fortune.
然后长大以后比较容易赚钱呐、生活呀，对不对
？And when they grow up, and they can just make a good money.
今天我们的职场事工到底方向何在呢
？And today the ministry in the workplace. So what is the direction?
特别是不同各式各样的机构。你到底要走哪一条道路呢
？Especially all different this mission organization. So which path are you going to?
如果你的服事的对象不是以教会为主，那你存在的意义何在呢
？If the target that's for you to serve is not to focusing with just on the church, then what is the meaning?
你别忘了，教会是基督的身体啊。
Do not forget. Church is the body of Christ.
你要职场中的高大上不是你服侍的目标啊，弟兄姐妹。
So, brothers and sisters, in the workplace, and those people just have the high position.
我们可以组织许多高大上的国际会议啊。
We can have some international conference.
也会让许多高大上的讲员进到这里边来讲许多很动听的信息啊。
And we can invite those so-called famous speakers and to give the message.
但是这种会议开完之后，人们就离开了教会，去到了不同的事工里以后，再也不回教会了。
However, after the conference finished, and the people just left the church and just do not never return to the church.
其实以赛亚当时也受到这样的试探，对不对？
During the time, Prophet Isaiah, he faced the same kind of temptation.
但是发现以赛亚他选择的是一个软弱的生活。
However, Prophet Isaiah, he chose the life and just the weak life.
他没有把皇宫这样的职场当作他的栖息之地。
He did not just bring this, the empire place, the kingdom, just as a place for him to live.
乃是一出生就是为神而活呀。
And he lived just for God.
并不求世上的荣华富贵。
And he did not seek the glory of the world.
我们如果是要效法他的话呢？
If we want to follow him.
这一点很重要，盼望大家们知道。
This point is so important, I hope you understand.
好，最后是人子为我而生啊。
Lastly, the Son of Man was born for me.
耶稣基督为我们而生啊。
Jesus Christ was born for us.
耶稣是人子的名字，对不对？
Jesus is a name of Son of Man.
而基督呢，是神子的名字。
And Christ is the name of the Son of God.
所以耶稣基督表达了主的神人二性啊。
Therefore, Jesus Christ just represents and his divine and human nature.
那经文怎么说呢？
So what is the scripture
say? 他说应有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们。
For to us a child is born, for to us a son is given.
这是与我们的关系啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, this is the relationship with us.
基督降世为人，当然是为神而活嘛。
Christ came to the world as a man. Of course, he lived for God.
他为神而活。
He lived for God.
却是为我们而生。
And he.Also, he was born for us.
他为我死，我为他活，对不对？
He died for me, I lived for him.
所以这句话不完全。
So this sentence is not quite comprehensive.
完整的应该是，他为我生，为神而活，为我而死，这才完全。
It should be that he lived for me, lived for God, and died for me.
而我们为神而活，与基督为神而活，在目标上是合而为一的。
And just we're united in the goal of the living for God.
另外就是彼此相属啊。
In addition, they belong to each other.
神将人子赐给我们，从此基督属我，我属基督啊。
God gave us the Son of Man. From then on, Christ belongs to me, and I belong to Christ.
而这种彼此相属的关系是存到永远的。
This mutual affliction and lasts forever.
世上的任何事情都不能使我们与基督的爱相隔绝吧。
So nothing in the world can separate us from the love of Christ.
保罗特别对这个问题做了叙述。
And Paul just explained about this.
他说：“难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？”
Paul says, "Who should separate us from the love of Christ?" Should trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword?
这是我们的价值观了，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, this is our value.
我们只要确定与基督的爱不会隔绝，就不怕了。
As long as we affirm that we can never separate just from God's love.
要有一个工作机会临到我们，这可以有，可以没有啊。
So once you have a job opportunity, we can.Either have it or not to have it.
有一个读书的机会临到我们，可以有，可以没有啊。
And there's an opportunity we can just further our study, and we can either choose yes or no.
或者出门，或者遇到危险，或者不遇到危险 ，so 那又如何呢
？So when we go outside of the house, either we face a danger or not, and so what about it?
甚至有一天我们无家可归，我们去到。一个非常糟糕的光景当中，对不对
？Even though one day we're just homeless, we just go to the place and nowhere.
但是问题是，基督的爱还在啊。
However, Christ's love is still there.
这些都不能让我们与基督的爱隔绝啊。
All of these things should not able to separate us from the love of Christ.
除非你根本没有相信他嘛。
Unless you never believe in God.
除非你根本没有跟他有彼此相爱的关系嘛。
Unless you do not have the love relationship with God.
否则你怕什么呢？
Otherwise, why do you have the fear?
好，我们来看第二点。
That's the second point.
天上的荣耀。
Glory in the heaven.
这应该是以赛亚书当中的其中一个重点呐。
This should be one of the key points of the book of Isaiah.
也是圣经当中可能最早吧，或者至少是之一吧，去描述基督的属性在这里了。
It is also the earliest description of the attributes of Christ in the Bible.
也在这里彰显基督的荣耀了。
And which demonstrate the glory of Christ.
首先是奇妙测试。
First.Wonderful Counselor.
Yeah, 奇妙很好理解啊。
It's easy to understand the word wonderful.
Yeah, 测试其实中文不常用啊。
However, the word counselor is not often used.
什么是测试呢？
So what is counselor?
测试可能近代现代的人都不怎么讲了。
Maybe nowadays people don't talk much.
今天可能是说那些精英啊，有识之士啊，就是测试的意思了。
And maybe like today's the elites.
这个词儿呢比较。早的在所谓比较有智慧的人吧。
These people represent the most intelligent people in Chinese history.
所以测试在概念上就指向智慧的意思。
Therefore, those are strategies that refer to wisdom in general.
那中文翻译的时候用奇妙测试来表达什么呢？
So the Chinese use this word, 奇妙测试, what does that mean?
那其实意思就在表达出人意外啦，意想不到啦，好的无比这些智慧吧。
So the wonderful counselor just points out the unexpected out of expectation and the incomparably good wisdom.
而这样的描述恰恰是基督的属性啊。
This kind of description, actually, this is the attribute of Christ.
Yeah, 我们来看看撒旦怎么对待基督嘛。
Let's see how Satan treats Christ.
Yeah, 撒旦的诡计、世界的权势也包括群众的呼声啊。
Satan's tricks, the power of the world, and also the voices of the masses.
那你知道他们在呼喊的什么呢？
You know what they're shouting?
钉死他，钉死他。
They're just shouting, crucify him, crucify him.
Yeah, 你想一想，这是难道不是世界上的一个认定和规律吗？
Don't you see? It's just like the rule in this world.
只要把上帝给杀了。
As long as they kill God.
不要，只要把基督给钉上十字架。
As long as they crucify Jesus on the cross.
那难道不是撒旦得胜吗？
Doesn't that mean Satan will win the victory?
那我们也是一样啊。
It's the same for us.
圣灵感动我们要行公义、好怜悯啊。
The Holy Spirit just touched our heart. We need to do the righteous thing and have mercy.
我们也会把圣灵的感动怎么样给消灭掉吧。
So we may just destroy God's work.
但是想不到的是什么呢？
However, out of our expectation,
你把基督钉上十字架。
You crucified Jesus on the cross.
基督却借着死亡粉碎败坏了死亡的权势。
However, Christ has corrupted the power of death through his death.
谁能想得到呢？
Who can think of it?
你知道吗？十字架就是人类历史上的最高智慧，你能了解吗？
Do you understand that the cross is the highest wisdom in human history?
上帝在十字架上成就了他永远的救恩呢。
God just fulfilled this eternal salvation on the cross.
如果基督没有为我们舍命在十字架上，今天我们相信什么呢？
If Christ did not die for us on the cross, so what do we believe today?
我们若是不相信，又岂会有救恩呢？
If we do not believe in God, how do we have a salvation?
你没有救恩，怎么得永生呢？
Without salvation, how can you receive the...
所以你回头逻辑上推理推到最后，哎，十字架上的舍命是智慧的 starting point 起始点。
So once we just start from this logic, so the Jesus sacrificed his life on the cross, that is the starting point.
奇妙测试指的就是十架的智慧啊。
The wonderful counselor, that means the wisdom on the cross.
好，其次是全能的神啊。
Second, Almighty God.
全能的原文是 Gibel.
The origin of Almighty is Gibel.
Yeah, 这是英文就是 mighty 的意思了。
In English, is mighty.
比较简单的讲，就是一个指向有能力的意思吧。
To say simply, that means capable.
但是单单讲能力来到人世间，好像有点不习惯。
If we only say about this, however, people seem like not quite used to it.
人们通常习惯了要添加什么，减少什么，对吧？
People are just used to add something.
Yeah, 英文呢，在 mighty 前面加个 al 的前缀，对吧？
So in English, just add al before mighty.
马上变成全能的意思。
And just become almighty.
其实没有必要。
Actually, that's not necessary.
因为既然是神的能力，当然就是全能吧。
Because since it's the power of God, of course, it is that it's omnipotent.
我们人还有需要、有必要在神的能力前面加上一个全能的意思吗？
So why we just need to add this AL to the mighty?
Yeah, 何必去画蛇添足呢？
So just why is it superfluous?
那当然，我也不是说不可以加个 AL 的前缀的，不是这个意思。
Of course, I'm just not saying, and it's that we just cannot add this prefix AL.
我们加个 AL 的表达对上帝的一个敬拜也无可厚非啊。
And just, of course, adding the prefix AL to express the worship in your heart is understandable.
但是我们在对神的认知上，我们必须晓得这个真理啊。
However, in our recognition about God, we need to understand about the truth.
神的能力是无需添加的。
God's power, we don't need to add anything.
这是以赛亚在这里讲的这个意思，对吧？
This is what the prophet Isaiah says.
中文的翻译，全能的神其实就是一个 mighty God 的意思。
Actually, Chinese translation in English, that is mighty God.
而基督的能力恰恰正是这种能力。
And the power of Christ is precisely this power.
也是从死里复活的能力啊。
It is also the power to rise from the dead.
我们总是把能力想得好像能打一场架，能够打赢别人是个能力。No, 从死里复活，那不是更加是能力吗？
And we always think this is the mighty power, and that is something else, but actually that's what it is.
好，再次呢，是永在的父啊。
Furthermore, everlasting Father.
从某种严格的意义上来看呢，
Strictly speaking,
以赛亚在这里的这个称谓是有些不清楚的。
So here the title Isaiah did not just explain it clearly.
因为这里讲的是圣子基督的属性啊。
Because here it's talking about the attributes of the Son Christ.
但是他对在这里却称呼是天父的称呼，永在的父，什么意思呢？
But the title is a Heavenly Father, and how come?
这是我们需要思考的，对不对？
This is what we need to think about.
以赛亚为什么会讲到圣子的时候会提到天父呢？
So why does Isaiah mention the Father when he talks about the Son?
其实以赛亚以后的几百年，犹太人也都不清楚啊。
Actually, the Jews 100 years later, and they didn't understand it either.
我们从历史上来观察，会看到什么呢？
So when we observe,
说的呀，所有。的荣耀就集中在这四方面了。
So all his glory is in these four aspects.
一是奇妙测试啦。
One is wonderful counselor.
其次是全能的神呢。
And then the almighty power, the God.
然后是永在的父啊。
And eternal, everlasting Father.
最后是和平的君。
Lastly, the Prince of Peace.
以赛亚等于把这基督的荣耀铺张在天，显明在地，让我们今天晓得和明白啊。
So Isaiah just revealed God's glory on heaven and earth.
好，我们来看第三点。
Let's see the third point.
话语的降临啊。
Advent of word.
这一点就更加奇妙了，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, this one is even more amazing.
想想是不是这个道理呢？
Think about it. Do you agree?
上帝的话语降到人世间。
So God's words come to the world.
他在创世纪的时候说有光就有了光啊。
In the book of Genesis, and he said, "There's light, and then there is light."
结果到时候满足的时候呢，圣子基督耶稣也是上帝本身，他自己就成为那个来到人世间的那一句话语。
And when the time fulfilled, the Holy Son Jesus Christ come to this world, and he is the Word.
对啊，基督是活着的圣经啊。
So Christ is the living Bible.
就是道成了肉身。住在我们当中的意思，对吧？
And that is with the incarnation, and he lived among us.
他这些是怎么发生的呢？
Then how did this happen?
以赛亚把这些都讲了出来了。
Prophet Isaiah, so he explained this.
首先他说一言入于雅各家。
He said first, a message has been sent against Jacob.
就是一句话，一个语言，一段文字进入了雅各家。
That is a word, a phrase, and just came into the house of Jacob.
我现在把我的生命放到2500年以前，去想想当时以赛亚时代的犹太南国人怎么想以赛亚说的话。
So I just put myself in like a 25 or 2600 years ago, and how was that?
不要说那个时候，这2000多年来，直到今天，多少人还是一头雾水、糊里糊涂、一筹莫展，对不对
？So since the 2000 more years and since then, and there's too many people just kind of confused.
为什么是预言呢
？How come it's a message?
就一个字嘛。
It's just a word.
或者一个词啊。
Or a phrase.
原文就是 Dabar。
In origin is the bar.
英文其实就是 the word, 就是那个 word, 那个字啊。
In English, it is word.
请留意这个字是被赋予了位格呀 person.
So this the discourse was given a personality.
而且这个字还带着动词，有动作进入到雅各家。
And with a verb, entered into Jacob's house.
到底在说什么呢？
So what was Isaiah talking about?
以赛亚说有预言要进到雅各家，是什么道理呢？
So a message has been sent against Jacob. What does that mean?
因为这是上帝对雅各家的应许啊。
Because this is God's promise to Jacob's family.
当时没有人了解预言要入的雅各家是什么意思。
During that time, people do not understand what does that mean that a message has been sent against Jacob.
这恰恰就是道成肉身最早的圣经依据啊。
This is the earliest evidence about incarnation.
当时没有人想到耶稣基督就是上帝的那预言先来到自己的犹太的家里边的。
So Jesus Christ himself, he is the word. He entered into Jacob.
其次呢是天父的差派。
Second, this is Heavenly Father's sending.
我们知道圣子基督就是上帝派来的话语啊。
You know,The Holy Son Christ, and He is the Word sent by God. 当然，
它是一个活着的话语 ，Living Word， 对不对
？Of course, He is the Living Word.
而且，他不是说自己想来就来哦。
He didn't come as He wanted.
别忘了，他是蒙了天父的差派。
But He was sent by Heavenly Father.
常常跟大家讲三一真神是怎么开始这个拯救大计呢
？So we also just mentioned.Always mentioned that how does the Triune God to fulfill the salvation plan?
圣父就负责设计了这个救恩计划呀。
The Holy Father he designed this salvation.
圣子耶稣基督就执行这个计划呀。
Holy Son Jesus Christ execute this plan.
当然，圣灵最后在使徒行传告诉我们，他就是完成这个计划。
In the book of Acts, tells us at the end that Holy Spirit fulfilled the work.
说明我们看到。三位一体的真神，它其实是一个合作的团队啊。
So actually, the Trinity God is a team.
彼此配搭，同心合意啊。
And working with each other and working together.
这也是我们教会之所以是蒙神差派彼此配搭的真理基础，就在这里。
This is the truth basis for our churches to be sent by God to co-work with each other.
这也是为什么上帝的儿女一定要彼此相爱的道理所在啊。
And that is the reason why we need to love one another.
我们可能人与人之间同心合意，彼此相爱会显得不容易，会不会啊
？Maybe it just seems not easy for us to have a unified in one heart, right?
可能我们心里面会可能吗？人可能彼此相爱吗
？We may just ask, so is it possible that we can love one another?
还是那么不清楚吗，弟兄姐妹
？So isn't it clear, brothers and sisters?
其实如果你什么都不清楚的话，也很简单，效法主啊。
If you don't understand, if you're not clear, well, you just follow God.
再不清楚，仰望天父啊。
And look up to Heavenly Father.
你顺服圣灵啊。
You just obey the Holy Spirit.
你按照圣经去行事为人，这三样都有啊。
And you just behave according to the Bible.
最后是生命的改变。
Lastly, this is life changing.
神话语的到来，请留意，一定会带来生命的改变的。
Just pay attention. The arrival of God's words will surely bring about a change in life.
就怕是我们读神的话语的时候呢，我们不努力去懂他的话语。
And the key is when we read God's words, but we
不努力啊。
Also to experience God, it's the same. It's just putting effort.
所以耶稣他说你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，讲的就是这个意思啊。
So that's what Jesus means. You need to just love God and just just fulfill just with all your whole heart.
所以盼望弟兄姐妹了解神的话语来到，生命一定会改变，除非你不努力。
Therefore, the arrival of God's words will surely bring about a change in life unless you don't put effort.
我们看看雅各这一生吧。
Look at Jacob's life.
想想他从雅各走到以色列。
So from Jacob to Israel.
这个名字的改变其实刚好见证了他人的生命的改变，对不对？
The change of his name, I just witnessed what was changed in his life.
你想想这个调皮的雅各从小到大做的事情就知道了。
Look at Jacob since he was a child and we can understand.
他喜欢凡事都去争去抢啊。
He just likes to fight for everything.
一出生就争。
When he was born, he just continued at birth.
哥哥已经从娘胎里出去了，还是用手去抓住哥哥的脚，不让他出去。
His brother already just out of mother's womb, but he still just grasped his feet.
你见过这样的婴孩吗？
Have you seen this kind of baby?
娘胎里边开始就跟哥哥争了。
So just fight with his brother in mother's womb.
他总想爬在哥哥的前面。
He always wants to just be ahead of his brother.
哥哥已经离开娘胎了，去到降到世上了。他不干，还要伸个手出来拉他的哥哥脚。
His brother already out of mother's womb and just entered into the world. However, he just pulled his brother's leg.
出生以后，两兄弟就在那争啊。
So once he was born, he just fight with his brother.
接下来是红豆汤啊。
And just followed by the red bean soup.
你把长子名分让给我，就给你喝红豆汤，坏嘛，死坏嘛。
If you just give me this the birthright, and I'll give you this soup.
然后妈妈也偏心呐。
And his mom also have just also just prejudice.
趁着哥哥出去打猎的时候，让雅各包一些野味给父亲吃，骗爸爸的祝福啊。
So while his brother went out just hunting, he just just tried to just cheat with his father and with the gain and just with father's blessing.
其实雅各的争抢是水中捞月一场空啊。
Actually, what Jacob grasped is all in vain.
你说他争到长子的名分了吗
？Did he really get a birthright？
什么都没争到。
He didn't。
最后家里边的财产全归已少了，他得到了吗？什么都没得到。
And all the fortune from his family just fall on to his brother。
当然他自己打了一片江湖出来，他把拉班把他舅舅的财产，两个女儿都骗到手了。
Of course, he himself and he just make a fortune and went to just his uncle's house and also got the two daughters as his wife.
但是请留意一点。
However, just pay attention.
他争抢了一生啊。
He just fought for his whole life.
他在他家父母的家产当中是两手空空的。
In his father's assets, he just got nothing.
当来到亚伯渡口的时候呢，他也让他的大小老婆都往前跑，差不多财产也都等于给哥哥了。
And when he went to the fort of the Jabbok, he just sent his two wives to the front, and his fortune just gave his brother.
世间的财产他空了。
The worldly fortune, and he don't have any.
心灵他也是空的。
In his heart and his spirit, actually is empty too.
但是此时此刻，神与他相遇了。
However, at this moment, God met with him.
他甚至跟上帝摔跤摔了一晚上。
He even wrestled with God for the whole night.
圣经说他。与神与人相争，他都赢了。
The Bible says he just fight with God and also with people, and he won.
结果上帝在他的大腿窝子一掐，他脚就瘸了。
So God just pinched his foot, and he was crippled.
他明明输了，为什么上帝说他赢了呢？
Obviously he lose it, but how can God say he won?
你晓得其中的奥妙吗？
Do you know what is the mystery?
雅各人生走到了谷底，一无所有，但他唯独向上去抓上帝啊。
Jacob just fell to the deep valley in his life. However, he just hold on to God.
这是你我必须了解的奥秘啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, this is the mystery we need to understand.
可能今天你已经失败到谷底下了。
Maybe today you just fail and to the very bottom.
你甚至可能明天要跑到无家可归里边去。去混迹江湖了。
Maybe tomorrow, and you just need to go to the homeless place.
可能那些打毒针的人也在你身上打一个针呢。
Maybe the people do the drug also just give you a needle.
毒瘾你也上了，艾滋病你也得了。
And you just got this this drug addiction. Also, you just got this AIDS.
甚至你的倒霉可能比这个还要倒霉啊。
Or maybe something even worse just fall on you.
请你记住一件事情。
Please remember this.
你一定要抓住耶稣基督不放。
Please just hold on to God. Never just give it up.
雅各的生命在亚伯渡口得到了完全的翻转和改变。
So Jacob's life just got transformed at the ford of Jabbok.
从这一天开始，雅各变成了以色列。
Since that day, God just changed his name to Israel.
他开始将他的生命与上帝的心意柔合在一起了。
He just blended his life with God's will.
这是生命的盼望，对不对？
This is the hope of life, right?
好，今天这堂道成肉身的预备之道，我们就讲到这里了。
Okay, that's all for today's sermon, preparation of the incarnation.
让我们一起来感谢主吧。
Let's just thank the Lord.
他通过先知的感动。
So he went through the moved by the prophet.
在圣经留下的启示啊。
And he just left the revelation of the Bible.
而基督的属性在彰显上帝的荣耀。
And the attributes of Christ reveal the glory of God.
以至于让我们看见生命改变的盼望，对不对？
And therefore, we see the hope of life changing.
我去做个祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你今天赐给我们一堂道成肉身前的预备啊。
Thank you, you give us this sermon preparation before the incarnation.
借着先知以赛亚，让我们看见启示的何等的丰盛啊。
Through the prophet Isaiah, and we see how just rich it is for the revelation.
你借着以赛亚的口，让我们看见基督的荣耀是何等的彰显在世上啊。
Through prophet Isaiah, and we see the glory of God, how that revealed in this world.
你也让我们看见生命的改变是因耶稣基督而来啊。
Also, you let us see that life changing, actually, it's from the Christ.
主要我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
愿一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
May all the glory and the praise be yours.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.